Cookie, off topic, but gee, you got to love being entertained by Nick Kyrgios every now and again.
Yeah, it's good, mate. I enjoy it. It's good to watch. But yeah, like Parky probably just said, I think there's some underlying factors why he's picked Novak out. I think there's some issues between them two personally, I think.
Yeah, some previous beef. There's no doubt about that.
I'd be off him if he went at Roger Federer.
Yeah, I think we all would be. Yeah.
I don't think Roger would be dumb enough to do what these other blokes have done.
Yeah, it's a fair point. So, yeah. And I think he's right in what he said too. So.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, Cookie, the Bunnies fans were starting to get a little bit restless with your 3 and 4, though losing to a quality Panthers outfit last week. How harsh was the coach in the review this week, and what did he pinpoint?
I think we've gone back to what the issue was against the Roosters and Storm. We're just hurting ourselves, and I feel like I've repeated myself to you guys with our execution. It's just not good enough, the amount of drop ball we have, especially on early tackles as well. And we're just giving those good sides too much field position and too much ball as well, and we're having to work too hard in D. So, there's a lot of errors we had in that game, and yet we didn't feel out of that game. I think we were 8-6 at one stage until one of the players got sent off, and that sort of took our chances out of it. We're on the back foot from there, but we've got to fix that if we're going to be real contenders at the end of the year.
Yeah, I was watching that game, and I'm not a South supporter as such, but I was getting frustrated. I'm sitting there going, just hang on to the bloody ball. Why can't you hang on to the ball? When that's happening during a game, Cookie, whose responsibility is it to sort of get everyone in together? Or what mechanisms do you use to say, boys, I don't care what we do here, we've just got to get through a set?
Well, that's what happened, but sometimes that conversation happened behind the post, which is not where you want to do it.
We need
to get through our sets and tuck it under, but then that's when we go into our shell a little bit too. Like speak about the trolls, a couple of ones he had, that they were all with effort. I thought he was pretty good. It's just some of the mistakes he had, when he was actually breaking tackles or breaking the line, the ball would just pop out. But then there's other individuals where we're just losing the ball and the play of the ball, and early tackles too, which is just hurting us and putting our team under pressure, having to defend set after set. And a couple of those errors led to a few repeat sets in as well. So even though it was 8-6, like I mentioned, they put a lot of work into us there where whenever we did have the ball again, we just didn't have the energy to attack.
Yeah, Cookie, is that fatigue? And has this new 6-again rule got anything to do with that?
Oh, it does, obviously, because when you're making it hard for yourselves and dropping the ball and not have a high completion rate, you're having to do more tackles. Plus, you've got the 6-again rule, which... fatigue's got to come in at some point. We're only human, and that's what the Panthers did. They just took advantage of our errors, and they played a really good brand of footy and a good game plan. And we just, I really do believe that we beat ourselves. So I don't feel like Panthers, obviously they beat us, but I really do believe we beat ourselves on the weekend. That's what we did against the Storm as well.
Well, they've announced yesterday that they're changing the rules again in terms of, marker play. They believe that teams have been... cheating a little bit in terms of not being square at the marker and depth of marker. Have you found that in the teams that you've come up against?
Oh, mate, yeah, there's definitely some ways that teams have used their mark as well into the rules until now. I guess they've changed it up a bit, but the markers have played a big role in this new 6-again rule. However they do it, whether it's just starting to retreat back to their own line and make one solid line, or there's different ways how teams have done it, but this hopefully will be for good for all the hookers out there. I think if the markers are kept accountable and kept square, and if not, we'll get another 6-again. So, but for us, we won't see the real effect of these rules until we can start to hold the ball and complete high. If we go step for step with teams, I really do believe our pack, which they've copped a lot of criticism for the players that we've lost, but I think we've got a really mobile pack and a lot of skills, so I think the new rules really suit us. We just need to get to that to be able to use those rules to full effect.
Now, just on the Panthers as well, and Nathan Cleary had a really good game, but how highly do you rate them? They've sort of gone under the radar a bit and up there near the top of the ladder. What do you think of them?
No, I thought they were really good. They are very disciplined. They were actually missing... I think Mantor as well, which they had some great outside backs to do a great job for them to get their set started. We had a big focus on Kikau and making sure we limited his run meters, and that's what we did on the weekend. But we didn't take full effect by holding the ball. But Nathan's just playing a good brand of footy. kicking well. He's strong in defence, so you know, getting his team around the park, and obviously Appy's doing a great job with their forwards as well.
I know you're a good friend with Nathan and a good mate of him through State of Origin and playing representative football. Yep. Did you know he was in hospital in the lead-up to the week? And when you ran out there and you first caught a glimpse of him, what did you think? Did you say anything? Did you laugh?
I honestly didn't know he was in hospital. So it was great that he turned up to the game, which he didn't. But then I saw tape on his face, but I didn't actually notice too much. I didn't really, because he obviously in different positions, but I didn't take too much notice of it until he copped it all after the game, the poor bugger.
He certainly copped it, but geez, he played well.
No, he did, and that's what he does. He just keeps doing the same thing over and over again, and that's why I don't understand why sometimes he gets some criticism, but he's obviously getting all the rewards this year because he just plays that halfback role really well and does a great job for his team. And so little things he does, you know, he's pushed the port around the ball as well. And his talk, you can definitely hear how dominant he is in organising his team as well.
Cookie, the fact you got James Roberts now back in the starting lineup, obviously Cody Walker's had a couple of games under his belt. Does that make a difference as well? You just allow those individual players just a bit of time to get into, you know, the rhythm of the new rules and back into actual game time. Does that give you and the Rabbits a lot of confidence going, okay, we're back to where we should be and now we should be playing our best footy?
Yeah, we don't believe we're far off. It's just been our execution. Once we get that high possession rate up and completion rate up, then that's when we feel we're going to, you know, be winning more games than we lose. And with James too, it's just, you know, getting some game time back, getting his touch back for the game, and obviously the new rules, getting used to as well. But again, someone like him, we can use to use really well with those rules. When we do get six again, he should be coming in looking for that ball and running at a retreating defence. He'll be hard to stop. So, and it's little combinations as well. And with having him back in the starting side, they'll fix you know, the way they defend out there. They'll be able to work better together. It's just, that's what we said at the start. Once James was ready to come back, then he was more than welcome to be back in the team. And we've just got to give him time as well to get back to playing footy.
Yeah, 3-4 start, and it's a shorter season. And if you've got your hopes set on a top four position, then this is a must win against the Bulldogs. Have you done much planning on the Bulldogs? And in particular, I see a guy by the name of Luke Thompson, this English international that's been playing over there in the English Super League. Massive Raps has been named in the 21. Have you done much planning on Luke Thompson, and do you believe he'll take the field? And what type of player is he, do you think?
Yeah, we haven't done much on the Bulldogs actually yet because we had such a long turnaround. So we did more review and some core skills yesterday. There's no doubt tomorrow that we'll do preview on the Bulldogs, and I'm sure his name will come up. And if he does, and we've got a couple of obviously English boys with Sam and Tom there around the club, and Tom's probably related him back to a Nathan Brown-like player. So we know how good Brown is. So whether he plays or not, we've still got a job to do, but like I mentioned before, our focus has to be on our execution at the moment because that's just what's killing us. And the Bulldogs, like you said, you want to be a top four side, you do. It's a must-win game for us if we want to get back on track. But in saying that, it's a wide-open competition at the moment. It'll be interesting to see how the finals actually work with all these teams. You know, there's no real standout team, I guess, at the moment.
No, and it's also first weekend that, you know, crowds, bigger crowds, are going to be let back into the stadiums this weekend. So even though it's not a home game, you'd be hoping that, you know, there'll be some South Sydney fans out there this weekend?
Yeah, I hope we can get a great turnout. With I'm not sure how many they can actually get out there, but it's great we can have the fans back. It's probably how big a difference just those small crowds of around 400 to 500 make. It's interesting too. You can always hear that one fan in the crowd. You can hear exactly what they're saying too, so it's pretty funny sometimes. So,
you tend to hear the one that gives it to you.
So it's like playing back at the Cutters for me and having a couple of fans down there yelling out abuse to us. But it'll be great to have the fans back. That's a big reason why the NRL wanted to get footy back for these guys, and looking forward to having them all there.
You got a tip?
I do. I do, actually. I've got race 7, number 8. So wicked at Randwick today.
Ooh, let me find it.
You're not going to throw your mate under the bus again?
No, No, it's all mine.
All yours?
Race 7. Today's racing. So
what price are we looking at, Cookie?
What was it called?
So Wicked. I think Race 7, number 8.
I've got it. Yeah. Oh, So Wicked. Yep. Barry 1, Chris Waller, James McDonald, $6.50 with Tab.
There you go.
There you go. Take that, $6.50.
Yeah, Waller, McDonald, Barrier 1.
Barrier 1 I like on it, the Cookie. Kenzo.
Loz is taking anything right now.
I had a win on the weekend.
You kept that
No, it was hard. No, it was hard. I didn't have a win. Now, you've been going on the punt, by the way. Cookie?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I've been struggling.
Wet tracks, mate. Wet tracks. Lane the heavy.
It's
amazing when you're playing good footy or playing good cricket, everything off the field seems to fall into place as well, Loz.
Exactly right.
Cookie, great to talk to you as always, mate. Good luck against the Dogs.
Cheers, guys. Have a good one.